Sing this with me, a little Christmas medley. Starts out, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Sing this with me.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinner reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Oh, hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Angels we have heard on high.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing, oh, and the mountains and...
Come on, echoing.
Echoing their joy, they sing Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
They brought joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King, every heart.
Prepare him room.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature
sing to his glory.
Glory.
Amen. Good evening. Amen. It's wonderful to be here. It's wonderful to be anywhere where there's hot chocolate, though. Praise God. Amen. For me, Christmas is a special time, but I hate it when we sing songs where we don't know what we mean. Does anyone know what in excelsis Deo means? In excelsis Deo. Anybody know? You do? Glory to God in the highest. That's right. It's Latin. Now, the reason I tell you that, because I think it's important that we understand what we sing. And second, you can be the smart aleck now when your family gets together and go, y'all know what that means, don't you? Okay, so now you can be the one. We're going to do another medley. If you want to stand with me, you can do that. We're going to clap a little bit, bounce around just a little bit. This is some of the newer stuff. You'll even have a little Handel's Messiah. You'll get to participate in this one just real quick. But let's bounce a little bit. Celebrate the child.
Celebrate the child who is the light. Now the darkness is over. No more wandering in the night. Celebrate the child who...
Sing it again, celebrate.
Celebrate the child who is the light. Now the darkness is over. No more wandering in the night. Celebrate the child.
Sing it one more time. Let me hear you.
Celebrate the child who is the light. Now the darkness is over. No more wandering in the night. Celebrate the child who is the light.
Here we go.
For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He'll be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Wonderful, Counselor, He is the Prince of Peace. Sing that again. Wonderful, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace.
Oh, come on, let's celebrate that.
Celebrate the child who is the light. Now the darkness is over. No more wandering in the night. Celebrate the child who is.
One more, come on.
Celebrate the child who is the light.
Yeah,
now. In the night, celebrate the child who is the light. Celebrate the child who is the light.
Hey,
celebrate the child who is the light.
Oh yeah!
Come on, give a hand clap, everybody, man. Well, we're excited that you're here tonight. As you take a seat, we just want to welcome you to our church again. Our pastor's already done that, but we'd like for you to come and sit down. If there's not a place at your table, please grab one of the seats on the side. We're excited to have Mr. Robert Burkhart here with us tonight. How many of you are ready to hear the comedy and ministry of Mr. Robert Burkhart? We're excited and we're pumped. So, with that said, everybody just be quiet back there. Wow, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. They listened. Yes, a lot of power. Hey, we want to let you know what's happening coming up this coming week, and we have our annual Christmas banquet happening, a lot of Christmas stuff happening. So I would like to introduce to each of you Miss Casey Foley. Where is Miss Casey Foley at? Casey Foley. Casey Foley. Casey Foley. This is always an awkward deal when you're on stage with a mic and the Casey Foley is not here. So a priest and a rabbi go into a store and tell us what's happening this week.
All right. Sorry about the wait. I just wanted to make you anticipate my coming. Anyway, want to let you know about a few things going on here at the church this week and coming up in the next couple of weeks. We've got a lot going on for Christmas. We're so happy that you all came tonight. And if this is your first time with us, we're so glad that you made it for this special night. And we would love to meet you. So be sure to come by in the Welcome Center after church, and we'll meet you and get to know you a little bit better. So thank you for coming tonight. We certainly hope that you enjoy this, that you've enjoyed the food and everything going on. But as far as what we've got coming up, we have our annual Christmas banquet that is coming up this Saturday at 6 p.m. So that's always a very fun time. We're looking forward to it. But this is the last night to buy tickets. So if you want to be a part of that, and you should because it'll be worth it, be sure to stop by the Welcome Center after service tonight and pick up your tickets. They're $17.50 a piece, and you won't regret getting one because it's always a good night. Also, we want to let you know that anyone that's involved in fine arts or wants to be, we will have a meeting on Saturday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon for all the fine arts kids right here at the church. And I think that's everything. So thank you for coming tonight. We hope that you enjoy this evening. And here's Pastor Greg.
We're going to take this evening to take this moment to try to take our offering. We recognize we have kind of outgrown this venue. And so tonight our ushers are going to have to really be on the ball. And so we're going to, if we could, ask everyone to go ahead and be seated. We're going to go ahead and close the food bar at this time. We're going to give you an opportunity at the conclusion of ministry, if you'd like, to continue having something to munch on. Our ushers are going to begin to make their way through the crowd. Let's be reminded tonight we have a guest minister, and if you'd like to give to the ministry of Robert Burkhart, you'll have opportunity to do that right now. Just designate that on your envelope. If you would need an envelope tonight, just raise your hand. Give our ushers just a moment to see your hand. If we could, we might want to turn the lights up just a little bit, Tom, as we're just making our transition now from the food into our time of ministry. Well, we're really thrilled that you're here this evening. I want to take just a moment to again say thank you to Wading Chamberlain, Dina Thurstenson, and the entire praise and worship team who did just a beautiful job celebrating our Savior on Sunday morning with our special musical production. I want to say thank you to Tom LeClaire and his entire media team. Didn't they do a remarkable job helping the entire production go smoothly? I want to say thank you to our narrator, Melvin Sword, is here this evening, unless he is narrating for the Houston Rockets tonight. Melvin, are you here? We just want to say thank you for all that you did to help make Sunday a special day. So if you do need an envelope at this time, please raise your hand. Our ushers are still working still walking through the crowd to help you. How many of you are going to be able to make Saturday night the Christmas banquet? Please raise your hands. I understand they're running a special on tickets tonight. If you go immediately following the service for $29.95, you can get two tickets and free Ginsu knives for your family to enjoy for the holiday. So be sure you stop by the cafe and pick up your Ginsu knives on the way out. Dean Ledford, our women's director, is here this evening. She's back from Disney. We hope that she's ready to celebrate Saturday evening. She and Larry are going to MC the ceremonies, and Larry's going to sing It's a White Christmas. And so we're thrilled at the ministry of Larry Ledford this Saturday night. Dean, is there anything you'd like to come and say before we pray about preparing for the banquet and what it's going to be like on Saturday night? You might want to come on down. Would you welcome Dean Ledford? Watch your step, Dean.
I thought there was a wire.
Oh, no. Not that I know of.
Now, our banquet is Saturday night, December the 12th, at the Bay Area Community Center. Tonight is the last night to buy tickets. We have to turn in a food count in the morning. Our menu is going to be chicken cordon bleu, seasoned green beans, scalloped potatoes, rolls, dessert, tea, coffee, the whole nine yards. From 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, come early so that you can socialize. That's going to be a social hour. We're going to have punch and hors d'oeuvres. For that hour, and then dinner will be served at 7. We have entertainment lined up, a lot of door prizes lined up, and also when you come in, be sure and dress if you want to. We're gonna have Misty McKnight. Oh, no. That's gonna be one. Wittenberg one here. He picks up on all of my mistakes. We're going to have Misty McKnight there that night taking pictures of you, and you will be receiving a free 5x7. You'll pick it up Sunday morning in church if we can get them all printed, and we think we can. So come out and have a good time, and we have a lot of ladies that have worked really hard to make this a special night for all of the families at Dominion.
All right. So put your clothes on and come out to the Christmas banquet Saturday evening. We're going to do it a little different this year, Dean. Thank you. Last year was a little uncomfortable for me, but here we go. Let's pray over tonight's giving. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for a church family that can do life together and laugh along the way. Your word says it's like a medicine, a good medicine. And God, after a long year, we ask that tonight you would just through humor strengthen and encourage and give to each of us a type of medicine that can only come from your word and from your presence. We thank you for the faithfulness that you have shown to us this year. And Lord, our heart is to be faithful to you. And we pray this in the wonderful name of the Lord. Amen. Our ushers are coming to receive the offering. You might need to help them just a little bit if you have one to give. If you would, raise your hand, and then that way they can move through the crowd more intentionally and more quickly. And we can move now to Robert. A number of years ago, it was our wonderful privilege to meet this dear man and his wife. And this ministry has gone all over the world, taking the gospel through humor. And I'll tell you tonight, you are going to be blessed, and you're going to leave here, and God is going to help Robert help you put on your happy face. So get your face ready, and would you once again welcome Robert Burkhart as he now comes.
Bless you, brother. Christmas without Santa, tell me what would Christmas be? Why, it would still be Christmas, and just the same to me. Because Santa Claus wasn't born that day to be our Lord and King. Yes, Christmas without Santa would still be Christmas to me. We don't celebrate that Santa Claus has saved us all from sin. No, it wasn't no Saint Nicholas who died so that we could live. And Rudolph didn't carry our burdens up to Calvary. Yes, Christmas without Santa would still be Christmas to me. All the wonderful gifts that Santa brings, he carries in his sack. But you won't find the gift of eternal life, see friend. That ain't no Santa's bag. 'Cause eternal life is a gift that only Jesus Christ can bring. Yeah, it's Christmas without Santa would still be Christmas to me. Santa places his finger beside his nose and up the chimney Santa goes. But in reality, the Bible shows Jesus Christ simply arose. Well, now I still love old Santa Claus. What a wonderful guy he is. Jesus loves old Santa too. He even died for Santa's sins. 'Cause there's only one, and that's God's own son, who's perfect to a T. Yes, Christmas without Santa would still be Christmas to me. Hey, Christmas without Santa would still be Christmas to me. Yeah! Woo! Yes, indeed! Good evening, good evening. It is wonderful to be back. This is my home away from home church. We sneak in every once in a while. I don't know. We try to come in just kind of fly under the radar because we come. I was so thrilled when you called, but then you said your praise team, well, you were giving them the night off. And I said, well, it's going to cost you more then. But because that's I come over to Dominion. I tell everybody all around, boy, if you want to get your batteries charged up, there's more Baptists that sneak in and out of here than you can imagine, brother. But then they have to go back home and sit on their hands going. But it's a wonderful place to celebrate. And it's a place I can wear this suit comfortably. I've seen your pastor's suits. So I like the peach one or the tangerine one. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. Actually, it was weird for me when we first met, I think it was at the sectional. Hey, I'm a good Baptist kid, right? So I walk into the room and I'm wearing this suit. I'm the most conservatively dressed person there. I mean, there's tangerine suits and bright pink and lemon. There's three other guys wearing this suit. I mean, it's just, I found a home. And I tell people, I say, you know, the shoes cost more than the suit. And men go, no way. And women go, duh. So, yeah, we're just kind of different that way, ladies. I mean, you know, y'all, it's Christmas time, so you have to have a new Christmas dress. Amen? Absolutely, because at that church sociable, you know, someone's going to be taking pictures, and you don't want them to take my picture 2-3 years in a row in the same dress. Of course not, darling. So y'all have to get a new dress. And y'all will spend more money on a dress that you're going to wear how many times in your life? We just don't get that. We're just not bound by those same kind of rules. You don't see a couple of guys opening day of season sitting in the blind. Hey, Buck, ain't them the same waiters you wore opening day last year? We just not bound by the same kind of thing. You know, it's just a different world. But I love y'all's world. My wife is the easiest human being in the world to shop for. She loves all those bath oil beads and shower gels and all that. And I like that she likes them. It's nice. She comes to bed, she smells like tropical hyacinth, wild jasmine, pina colada. Not that a Baptist minister knows what a pina colada smells like. But, you know, she comes to bed, oh, she smells good. So I told her, Dina, I said, why don't you buy me one of them shower gels? Now, she knows I'm not the little wimpy girly man. I want the manly shower gel. Yeah, so she brings me home. It's called Woodlawn. This is a product that's so macho there's hair growing on the outside of the bottle. But trust me, it's just different when you go to bed and you smell like a pine tree. You know, it's just not the same effect. Amen or oh my. Yeah.
Now, for me, one of the things I really like about the Christmas season, the holiday season, is the poetry. You like Christmas poetry? I have one for you. Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, ran outside, and there he was, Santa Claus. Hey, you up there, get off of my roof. You can do a lot of damage with a reindeer hoof. And he waved down at me, and he whirled, and he spun. He danced around the rooftop like this was all great fun. So I hit him with the spotlight that's mounted on my truck. He jumped up to the chimney, and you guessed it, got stuck. He giggled and chuckled. He thought that it was funny. He laughed so hard that it shook his large tummy, and that caused him to wriggle down into my house. I tried to run back inside, but I'd locked myself out. My wife and my children were all fast asleep. I couldn't believe that this was happening to me. I peeked through the window, and to my surprise, he was really quite agile for a fellow his size. He moved around the tree, then circled through the house, came back from the kitchen with a cookie in his mouth. Whistling a Christmas tune with a disco kind of groove, he did something reminiscent of a John Travolta move. Into the stockings, he poured candy and cute toys that were small, gave a treat to Gus, my guard dog, who was no help at all. And then he looked through the window and saw me out in the cold, shivering there from my head to my toes. And when he finished his work, he slipped over by the couch, and I thought to myself, what's this guy doing now? He reached into my wife's purse as he gave me a look. And I thought to myself, Santa Claus is a crook. I felt so betrayed. I mean, what could be worse? Ripped off by St. Nick. I'd watched him dig in the purse. He slipped through the chimney, this time with no trouble, back up on the roof in his sleigh on the double. I was furious, standing there chilled to the core. And as he flew away, he dropped me the keys to the front door. Merry Christmas, young man. Now you'd best get inside. And I could still hear him laughing as he flew out of sight. Yes, indeed. Amen. Now, I'm not really a comedian. I'm a humorist. There's a difference. You know what the difference is? It's about $1,500. Seriously. But I'm the cheap one. Brother went, I had that pegged already. You're the cheap one. Okay, yeah. But somebody asked me, I served on church staffs for literally over 13 years. Not all at one church. That shocks how many of us. My ministry philosophy statement is a moving target's harder to hit. Now, for me, had somebody asked me, how does somebody get to be a Christian humorist? I said, look, you get in trouble in staff meeting often enough, your pastor suggests you look at another line of ministry. Thank you for laughing at my pain. But sick group. Now, now that I'm traveling around doing concert stuff, just having a lot of fun, I've found that I work from home. Does anybody else work from home? Okay, then y'all know what that means. If you know anybody that says they work from home, that's code for I'm unemployed, basically. Same thing. But it's the Christmas time of year. This is my beautiful wife, Melanie. Wave at Lee, sweetie. There, that's my wife, Melanie. She's a precious. And I wrote her a love song, and I'd like to sing it for you now. Now, you won't realize it's a love song probably till the very end of it, but it's a love song. All skate. I wish that I could get a job at Walmart. They got jobs doing everything I love to do. Work with hunting and fishing, helping folks out in hardware, showing people where the pasta is when they need me to. I'd stay in better shape if I was on my feet all day, helping people with video games and iPods. But when I talked to the manager, he was nice enough to me, but then he said I wasn't qualified. What are the odds? I'm too old to unload the truck, too young to greet people at the door. I can't stay up at night late enough to stock or buff the floors. Being married, I'm no longer allowed to check people out. And my allergies would flare up in the garden section, no doubt. But I told them I'd look awful sharp in that bright blue vest. If you could see your way to hiring me, I'd surely do my best. said, you don't understand. I've got to be a Walmart man. This store could improve my quality of life. If you just let me work here at Walmart, I could spend a lot more time with my wife. It's like she lives here. I'd spend more time with my wife. I'll habla Espanol. Walmart, you could change my life. Oh, yeah. Yeehaw. And then sitting across from her is my beautiful daughter, Amy. Amy, that's my daughter. She's so precious. She is a cheerleader at Sam Houston State University this year. Woo-woo! Eat them up, cats. And Selena across the way is with her. She's also a cheerleader. And Courtney, we don't know what Courtney does. She's with the Witness Protection. So that's Courtney's probably not even her name. I don't really know who she is. But thanks, guys, so much for coming down. Now, here in Houston, we have two radio stations that do something incredibly strange. And they started on Thanksgiving Day. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Christmas music. 24/7. Sounds great until you really look into the details. There's only 16 Christmas songs. No repeat Tuesday ain't gonna happen anymore, okay? You're going to hear the same song over and over. And you're going to hear The Little Drummer Boy by Kenny Rogers, Celine Dion, Neil Diamond, Good Jewish Kid, Barbara Streisand, Twisted Sister, Three Dog Night, and the Doobie Brothers, okay? You're just going to hear it by everybody because there's only 16 Christmas songs. Now, I thought I'd illustrate that for you by doing one of the all-time great anthems of Christmas, Jingle Bells. So, you may hear Jingle Bells by several different people. First of all, the King would do it like this.
Through the snow, sleigh, feels me up, laughing all the way. Jingle Bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride a one horse open sleigh. Oh, it feels me come and laughing all the way. A jingle bell. Well, it doesn't want to ring no jingle bell.
Yeah. 15 minutes later, you could hear Jingle Bells again by the Platters.
Jingle Bells. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Now, I'm not really bound by a lot of tradition. No, seriously. Not really bound by reality. So 15 minutes later, you may actually hear Jingle Bells by a cartoon character.
We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse sleigh. Oh, the fear we go. We're laughing all the way. Bells on my tail wing, making spirits wide. What fun to laugh at you. God's wings long to fly.
Oh yeah. That's wrong. I was telling Dina earlier, it's rough this time of year with drainage, but drainage helps my Elmer Fudd. It works for me. 15 minutes later, you may hear about Hermes Hermits.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, the bees would go laughing all the way. Bells on Potter's rain, making spirits bright. For fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Say jingle bells, sing jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Jingle, jingle, jingle all the way.
All the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing in a one-horse open.
People in League City are just starved for entertainment. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 15 minutes later, you may hear it by Bob Dylan.
Get this the words of sleep, figure later we didn't we? Get the better, we can make the rest, but you think later on that. Get the day, Jake will pay you. Jingle of the wheel. Who had fun to ride? When the serpents leave. You gotta serve somebody.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sorry, I'm still working on my Bob Dylan. Y'all could probably understand some of the words, but I'll get that fixed out. I'll get it finished. Now, for me, one of the ones I'd really like a lot kind of kicks back to the mid-70s. 15 minutes later, you may hear it by Three Dog Night and go like, yeah.
We were dashing through the snow now in a one-horse open sleigh. Over all the fields we go now, we were laughing all the way. Well, we were laughing, singing all the way. Well, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh.
I know, you want to sing it. Sing the real one with me. It goes like this.
Joy to the world, all the boys and girls, come on. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the beaches and the deep blue sea. Joy to you and I. You know we sing about the joy to the beaches and the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now I graduated high school in 1979 after three of the best senior years of my life. Yeah, baby. Anybody, is there any other late 70s people out there? Okay, there we go. All right, very good. We're still in counseling. That shocks how many of us. Okay, good. But my group probably like it a little funky, so maybe 15 minutes later you may hear it a little funky.
Hey, we went dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over all the fields we go.
Yes, we did.
We were laughing all the way. And bells on bobtails were ringing and making stables bright. What fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. We're singing jingle bells, jingle jangle. Jingle jangle all the way. Jingle bells, jingle jangle. What fun to ride. Sing in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah. 15 minutes later, the Eagles.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. I want to sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Christmas in a one-horse open sleigh.
I know there's nothing funny about that. I just like the Eagles. amen. Now, being from Houston, Texas, as I travel around the country, I have to explain a lot of things now. But probably not everybody here is from Texas. Or anybody here from Louisiana? Okay. All right. I'll speak a little slower. That's just rude, and that's just wrong. In church, they do that to me. Yeah, but your pastor does that all the time. Oh. Now, I travel around the country, I have to explain a lot to different people. Like, we have a creature down here in Texas that we refer to this creature as a crimson skull support appendage. Redneck, yes. Now, yes. Now, I'm being from Houston, Texas. I was raised on both kinds of music, country and western. So, of the country guys out there, you may hear it by some of them, but one of them I'd like to hear it by. 15 minutes later on your dial, you may hear it by Dwight Yoakam. Now, Dwight's kind of a little rebellious spirit. He'd probably mix it up a little bit. It'd be something like this.
We went dashing through the snow in your daddy's pickup truck. Through the ditch we go off the road. I'm praying that we don't get stuck. Sound like jingle bells is coming from the engine as we bog down in the muck. Looks like we're out of Christmas luck.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. Now, the teenagers have been so patient and so good playing around with us. We have to have one for you guys, okay? All right, so 15 minutes later, you may hear it by Chameleon Air.
We was dashing through the snow in a sleigh with reindeer. With a fat boy, we was flying dirty. With a fat boy flying dirty. With a fat boy flying dirty. We had old Rudy up front a-glowing. Sleigh bells got muddy. The jangle bells was ringing dirty. Jangle bells was ringing dirty.
I won't do that again. Oh, you're bad, you're bad. Ain't gonna be no love offering now. This is my holy guitar. Goes with every outfit I have. This one I want to do for you now is actually a country western duet did this. In tune, they did it. Odd how Nashville has things like that. But 15 minutes later, you may hear jingle bells this way.
We went dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, just me and Julio, we were laughing all the way. We made some up there, how they rang. I'm making Speedy so surprised. All the fun it is around, and maybe fun to sing a little sleigh song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle, jingle bells. Jingle, jangle all the way. No fun to ride, and could it be maybe a little fun to sing in a one-horse open sleigh.
If you have your keys with you, get your keys out. Get your keys out. There you go. See, I do a lot of stuff in Baptist churches. So shaking your keys is the only Baptist percussion instrument allowed, because you don't have to have rhythm to do it. But shake those up for me. Oh, there you go. And sing it for me. Let me hear you sing. Come on.
Dashing through the snow.
Let me hear you. Oh, come on. Come on.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirit bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh song.
Let me hear you. Come on. Oh.
What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh! Amen. You did good. Now, I want to do a couple of songs for you now that actually are from a piece I like to call the Christmas Church Family Hymnal. Which means I'm going to butcher some songs, some Christmas songs for you, and tell some of our stories, because church life is a little different. We're kind of more like a family you may see on Springer someday. You know what I'm talking about? As a church family, we can be that way. So who is it in this church that, do y'all use volunteers help out in the nursery? Okay. Who is it that schedules the volunteers? Who does that? Oh, she's out. Okay. She is probably the most hated and feared woman in this church as the one who schedules the nursery workers. So I have a song for her, though. Now, when I was doing a concert earlier this year, I walked past the nursery on my way into the worship center, and I stopped and I thanked the lady working in there. I said, hey, thank you so much, because you're giving your time and your service to the Lord. Makes it to where some young families can come in and just have some fun and relax, get away from the kids. I really appreciate you working in the nursery. She went, oh, no, 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 no. I don't work in the nursery. I said, oh, I just thought. She said, no, Debbie just asked me to watch the children when she went to the bathroom. 15 years ago! Working in the nursery will whoop you good. You know, they put one of them Martha Stewart anklets on you if you work in the nursery. That's a tough gig. That's a tough gig. So this is for Shannon.
We need more workers in the nursery. Ha, 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 ha. Will you volunteer to help me? Ha, 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 ha. Do we want to reach young families? Yes, we do. Sure, we do. You know. Then will you volunteer to help me?
No. Amen or oh my. Now, in church work, if you're a church staffer, during church time, you almost have to have a cot, because there's so much going on, and you have to decorate for this and make sure this worship center set up for the banquet and all this stuff. So this one's for you guys, okay?
I'm dreaming I'll survive Christmas as they decorate and hang church Christmas lights. Will there be enough communion for all the congregation that only shows up at Christmas time? I'm dreaming I'll survive Christmas. Friends and church family gather near. Now we're all glad to have you with us, but we fear we won't see you again till Christmas next year.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll stop ruining Christmas songs. I'll ruin some other songs now. I love parodies, though. And this one kind of walks us through Jesus' life a little bit. So if you will, kind of hang with me. This isn't a Christmas song, but I like this song just a whole bunch. Couple thousand years ago, back in Bethlehem, a baby was born like any other man, but he was anything besides ordinary. He was the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary. He's a soul man. He's a soul man. He's a soul man. He's a soul man. When he was a boy, his parents lost track. They couldn't find the boy, but had a heart attack. Now where they found him, this might sound absurd. Boy was in the temple, teaching the word. 'Cause he's a soul man. He's a soul man. He's a soul man. He's a soul man. Walking down the beach on a sunny day, came across some fisherman waking to earn the pay. He said, "You make your living taking fish from the sea. I'll teach you to fish for men if you'll come follow me. See, I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man." Now, Brother Greg, come here. I could use your help. Come stand with me, 'cause I know you like to fish yourself. Yeah, yeah. He's a soul man. He's a soul man. He's a soul man. He's a soul man. Yeah. That's why I travel with my own nurse. Nurse Walker is here with us this evening. She was getting the paddles. Ready?
Bring him.
God is good, amen? It's a wonderful time of the year, but it's a strange time of the year for me. I do banquets almost every night this week. I'll have a banquet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm off Saturday. It's kind of weird. But then two on Sunday, Monday. So it just kind of goes on. This is my time of the year. The only problem with this is there's one church that keeps inviting me back for Christmas. Which, I mean, several years in a row, I don't even like me that much, okay? You know, it's a little scary. It's a little frightening. It's kind of a stalker rule, I think. I'm not sure. It's kind of weird. But the problem is they don't have me back any other time of the year. So they make it to where I have to write new Christmas stuff every year, which is kind of a struggle since you have to record it and do all the background stuff and all the tracks, write it. For something you're going to get to use 3 weeks out of the year. So this is one I wrote last year that I kind of fell in love with, though. This is kind of tells you a little bit about my childhood coming up.
I can remember when I was young, I couldn't wait for Christmas to come. I'd watch the parade on Thanksgiving Day. At the end, I'd see Santa wave from his sleigh. I'd get so excited, I could not resist. I'd get out the Christmas catalog, start making my list. Oh, the excitement, I couldn't wait. In just a month, Santa will be on his way. He'll bring bright wrapping paper with treasures inside. Baseballs and crying dolls and a new bike to ride. Stockings all stuffed
with candy and toys. There'll be music and laughter and happy girls and boys. I wish it could be Christmas every day. But now I am older, now I understand. Christmas is not about some fat gray-haired man, but about the most precious gift God sent to earth. At Christmas we celebrate our Savior's birth. He's the greatest gift that anyone could receive. This gift can be yours if you'll just trust and believe. When you receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, this gift keeps on giving and giving you more. He keeps giving you hope, giving you strength, giving you love, joy and peace, giving forgiveness, mercy and grace. He just keeps giving, that's why I say, it feels like it's Christmas every day. Oh, of all the great presents under the tree, nothing beats His presence living in me. Snap your fingers with me. He keeps giving me hope, giving me strength, giving me love, joy and peace. He keeps giving forgiveness, mercy and grace. He just keeps giving, that's why I say, it feels like it's Christmas. I know it feels like it's Christmas. We know it feels like it's Christmas every day.
Amen. Amen. Oh yeah. I want to do one serious song tonight because, well, it's in my contract and I have to. But brother goes, you don't have a contract. Okay, all right, you're right. But I do want to do a serious song. It's one of them, though, that I love writing story songs. My mother said as soon as I could talk, I was telling stories. But I healed after the beatings. You know, there was no CPS back then. You know, I mean, how many of you wouldn't have been raised by your parents if there was CPS back then? Okay. Yeah. I wasn't raised. I was reared. You know what I mean? That's where that word comes from. And Miss Walker, do you know what Ritalin is made out of? I think they took the old school teacher's paddles and ground it up and put it in pill form. Because that used to be the cure for AD. Oh, D. I forget the other D. I get distracted sometimes. Oh, look, a muffin. Okay. That's wrong. It's right, but it's wrong. Now, the story I want to tell you, it's out of great theological truth in it. When God sent the angels to let mankind know that the Son of God was born, who did He send the angels to go tell? The shepherds, yeah, who were abiding in a field nearby. I don't know, does anybody abide here in League City? We don't abide anymore, do we? Where didst thou abidest? We don't abide anymore, except at Christmas time. And maybe it's only with sheep. I'm not really sure what that's all about. But they were abiding in the fields nearby. Let me explain why this is important. God didn't send the angels to tell the religious or the elite, the haves, the rich, the powerful, the rulers. God went to the bottom of the food chain. Shepherds today would be like youth pastors, okay? They're yeah. They'd be down there. You know, I mean, they were. Now, let me explain it just a little bit. Shepherds were never invited into town for anything. They didn't go to bar mitzvahs. They didn't go to anniversary parties, birthdays, temple. They didn't go anywhere, anything. Do you know why? The stinkage thereof was a multitude. I mean, they smelled funky. Funky is a Hebrew word meaning somewhat objectionable, okay? They just smelled horrible because they smelled bad. You know, bad. They had the tiny little ships and... And it was bad. Oh, it was nasty. Those things smell worse than her dog. I mean, they're just nasty. There's something dead on the inside. Something's wrong with them. And this is where the shepherds lived, 24/7. So they weren't invited into town much for anything. Now, God chose to send the angels to the shepherds to make sure everybody wouldn't miss that Jesus was coming for everybody. Not just those that are in faith, in our tabernacles, in our churches, in our worship centers. Not just for the socially elite, those that could afford this or that or dress this way or that way. But for everybody. Amen? Now, the other thing that makes my point in this song I wrote, and I used my sanctified imagination. You know what that means? I can't prove it's right, but you can't prove it's wrong. Okay. Actually, in the book of John, chapter 21, verse 25, it says, if all the stories pertaining to Jesus' life would be written down, they wouldn't be able to fit in books. So there's a lot about his life we don't know. So this story may have happened. It could have. Yeah, it could have. It's a stretch, okay? But I'll tell you the logic behind my thinking. And Greg's going, dude, the only time you ever used logic was in that sentence. I understand. But for me, shepherds, you remember David was the little shepherd boy. He was a boy. Shepherding was a young man's gig. All right, where are my teenagers? Guys, you know why shepherding was for younger men? When the hormones started to kick in, the girlies don't like you to smell like old dead goat, okay? So when a young man would start to be interested in young ladies, it was time to move into town and get a job, get a real skill, okay? Because shepherding was a young man's job. That's true. So perhaps the shepherds were very young boys. And I don't know, perhaps, just perhaps, one of those boys lived, I don't know, another 30 to 33 years at least. And maybe he was in Jerusalem about the time of Passover. I'll tell you a story. As I traveled to Jerusalem, unaware of their customs, I found myself a witness to a crucifixion in this strange land. The man upon the cross showed no fear or hatred, and a shepherd appeared beside me with a staff in his hand. And he said, you don't understand who this is here before us, hanging on that cross, just like a common thief. Though I haven't seen him since he was a child, that face is unforgettable. If you'd like, I'll tell you a story that you will find hard to believe. Over 30 years ago, I was tending a flock of sheep just outside of Bethlehem on the rolling hills of green. I was there with my two brothers, gazing into the heavens, when a star seemed to grow closer and shine brighter than we'd ever seen. We were trembling with fear, wondering what this could mean. And then, all of a sudden, an angel appeared before us. He said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. You will find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. This will be the sign to you that he truly is the one. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared. They sang a song proclaiming the Messiah Christ had come.
Peace on earth, goodwill to all. So we hurried to the city to see this thing that had happened, which the angel of the Lord told us it happened there. We found the baby boy in a stable behind an inn. We told the mother and father of the child, we have a story to share. And we were all welcome at the manger. The lowliest of shepherds in the presence of the King. From animals to angels, all his creation began to sing.
This is the child.
This is the child.
This is the child.
Oh, this is the child.
This is the child. This is the King.
He turned his eyes back to the cross. And he bowed his knee in worship. He laid down his shepherd's staff. He lifted his hands in praise. The man upon the cross looked down and saw the shepherd. The shepherd left his staff there at the cross, and I watched him walk away. I longed to ask him more about his story of the manger, about the promised Christ child, and the angels in the air. As I searched through the crowd, I asked a young boy if he had seen the shepherd. He pointed to the cross and said, "That's the shepherd hanging there." Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Amen. I hope this year's Christmas is special to you. Christmas should be special. It should be something that we celebrate every day. But especially at this time of year, I'm going to give you two pieces of homework. One, when you're in line at Penny's or Wally World or wherever you shop, when you're in line, a long line, waiting to get up there, listen to the music, what they're playing in the store. You know what you'll hear? Oh, come all ye oh, little town, we three kings. Hey, those are our songs, dude. Take advantage of that and just lean up to the person in front of you and say, "Hey, you hear that?" And they'll probably go, "Yeah, I love Christmas songs." You go, "Me too." Have you ever thought who that's about? That the baby Jesus grew up to be the man Jesus who gave his life for you. Have you ever considered giving your life to Jesus Christ? You'll do great two things. You'll plant seed, which is wonderful. And two, you'll probably get to take another step further up in line because you're going to freak that person out and they're going to leave. Okay? A little creative line management right there. Evangelism and line management 101. That's a good thing. The other thing I want you to do this year, before we tear into the packages, if you do it the night before or Christmas morning, before we just tear into it, take just a minute and go to Luke chapter 2 and read the Christmas story with your family before you start gleaning the goodness of the Visa and the MasterCard. Glean the goodness of the Word, what it's really all about. Amen? Amen. Hope you had fun. I've had a great time tonight, brother. I have time to do one more little quick thing. You want to hear me do one more? Okay. All you got to do is buy a CD and you can hear me do a bunch more. Okay. No Christmas this year, Amy, but it's okay. I'm shameless. No, we. You know how CDs are usually the size of like a hubcap? We had them shrunk down to about like this to where they'd fit in stockings for y'all, just especially for you. Technology's amazing. We do have some, and we have a live Christmas concert on CD, $10 or something like that. Normally they're, you know, seriously $6.50, so they're only $10. It's the economy's getting tight special. But As I said earlier, I'm not really bound by a lot of tradition, but there's one thing we went too far, too fast in our traditions, and I'm on a nationwide crusade to bring something back, so I'll close out with this. I set it to a Christmas song to where you'll remember it and help me out. Thanks. You've got AM and FM and now XM also. Cassette tapes, CDs, MP3s for your auto. But do you recall the greatest car stereo of all? Oh, I wish they'd bring back 8 tracks, channel surfing 1 through 4. If they added remote control now, what grown man could ask for more? Oh, I wish they'd bring back 8 tracks. No matter what you might think, just consider the good it would do us, especially Engelbert Humperdinck. From Wayne Newton to Barry Manilow, Loretta Lynn to Three Dog Night, I finally have a way to play my complete collection of Pearl Ives. Oh, I wish they'd bring back 8 tracks, the classic hits throughout the years. But the best reason to bring back 8 tracks, there aren't any of Britney Spears.